We're talking Valley Falls girls basketball. The Lady Dragons are 7-9 on the season. They are even at 6-6 in the Northeast Kansas League, and one win and one loss since last time we've spoke. The win last Friday night at home against Horton, 45-35, a hard-fought victory, Coach. And I guess I should start out asking about Corey Kirkwood. I know she's had a few big games this season, but, man, 24 points in that contest. And I felt like in the second half, she almost single-handedly kind of took over that game and helped your team to a big 10-point win last week.
Yeah, Corey definitely had a big show for us Friday night in our win. I thought the girls got the ball to her pretty well. She managed to figure out how to go up through contact, and that's something that we've been working with her on all season. It helped. She grabbed down 13 rebounds as well. So might have been her first double-double of the season. But I just felt like, as a whole, the team just really gelled together and worked together. Kind of faced a little bit of adversity. It was close. It's tough. Physical, and, you know, I thought we responded well to that.
Yeah, Lillian Darvo hit a couple big threes in the second quarter. That kind of got you back ahead after you were down at the end of the first quarter and able to maintain the lead. You then played Tuesday night this week, falling to ACCHS 49-41. I think the first time around, you lost by like 30-some points to this team. Obviously, this was a much different game, a very good game, and didn't quite get a win, but a lot of things that you liked, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely. You know, the first time we played them, we just got rolled. And so coming into the game last night, we really were preaching to compete, you know, to go out and be a competitor and do the little things, what you need to do to make it a game. And I thought the girls really took that in stride. It was probably our most complete game of the season. We played about 29 of the 32 minutes. Was a great game of basketball. Had a little bit of a lull where we weren't able to get the ball in the basket, and ultimately that's kind of what got to us in the end. You know, we've scored over 40 points the last two games, and a lot of times it's a struggle for us to even get to 40. So I'm hoping that they're building up some confidence on the offensive end and we can continue to get ourselves in late-game situations with a chance to win.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've scored over 40 like in four straight games now, going back even to Moore Hill and Oskaloosa, plus Horton and ACCHS. So, yeah, it looks like the team is kind of getting some things figured out. But, man, the schedule doesn't let up. You're on the road at Jackson Heights Friday and then at Pleasant Ridge. So girls have some confidence, but certainly going to need to keep playing well to compete in these next couple games, right?
Yeah, definitely. We've got some tough ones. So we'll go back to work this week, prepare for Friday, and then prepare for next week as we go.
JCN and Valley Falls against McLeod are the final two games for the Dragons in the regular season. That's kind of hard to think about. Only a couple weeks left in the regular season. Obviously, not a lot of seniors, Coach, but do you feel like that maybe this team will feel that, I guess, sense of urgency, or you feel like maybe you've started to see it already, kind of make the push, realizing the end is near?
Yeah, I think just as the year has gone, we've slowly started to start figuring some things out. You know, we have one senior, Michaela. She's been playing since she was a freshman, and she brings a lot of energy and emotion to the team. I know the girls look to her a lot, and I know they will continue to look to her for the next four regular season games as well. So I think it's just, you know, boiling down to we've got to figure it out, how to play together always, and know what our roles are, and just continue to compete from there on out.
Best of luck in your next couple games, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Coach Jordan Hill of the Valley Falls Girls. We'll talk Dragon Boys basketball after this timeout.